Hey, this is Leon DePria, the founder of Encounter Churches, and you are listening to Encounter Now podcast. I hope this message inspires you, empowers you, and builds your spirit. Enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to today's podcast. In this episode of Encounter Now, we're going to be talking about five keys to effectively studying the Word of God. Stay tuned. As we start off a new year, it's important to commit to and spend time in God's Word. So I want to share five simple keys and practical keys that are beneficial and helpful when it comes to spending time in His Word and studying the Word of God. But before we do that, I just want to talk about the Bible. And you know, the Bible tells us that in 2 Peter 1 verse 21, the Bible says, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke it as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." You know, it's important to understand that the Word of God that we have, the Bible that we have and carry with us, you know, that we have available, is the living, breathing Word of God. It was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and 40 men wrote this Bible that we carry and that we have over a period of 1,600 years. And that just shows and reveals the divine properties and aspects of the Word of God. But not only that, you know, when the Holy Spirit gave the Word of God to us as a weapon, the Bible talks about in Ephesians chapter number 6 about the weapons, our weaponry, the armor of God, and with it is the sword of the Spirit. And, you know, it's a weapon that we can use against the devices of the enemy. You know, when the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness, He didn't lead Him there without a weapon. Jesus answered the devil and responded to Satan at every temptation and said, and quoted the scriptures and quoted the Word of God to the devil, and the devil had to flee. And, you know, it's interesting that directly after that, angels came and ministered to Him. You know, that is the Word of God that we have available to us. So, you know, the Holy Spirit breathed and inspired this Word, and it's important for us to spend time in His Word and studying the Word. So let's get straight into it. Five keys to effectively studying the Word of God. Number one, it's important to establish a daily habit. Reading the Bible and spending time in His Word should be something that we do on a daily basis. You know, in the book of Proverbs, it talks about how His Word is as a medicine. And, you know, just like a medicine and a script that you would take, you know, the doctor would say, take these, you know, three times a day, after meals or whatever. It's the same is true for the Word of God. And think of this, if you just read 40 chapters a day, 40 chapters a day, you'll be able to read the entire Bible in 1 month. That's all it takes, is 40 chapters a day to read the entire New Testament. That's the entire Bible in 30 days if you read 40 chapters a day. So that's number one, establish a daily habit of spending time in God's Word. Number two, read at the same place every day. Set a place where you can spend time with God's Word. Set a place where you can read, you know, read the scriptures and you know, spend time in Bible study. Have a place that you dedicate and you know that that's your place where you're going to spend time in the Word of God. This should be a secret place. You know, you can dedicate a place where you spend time with the Holy Spirit, where you spend time with His presence and time in prayer and in the Word. And this should be a place that is private, a place where there's no distractions, a place that is away from, you know, the busyness of things, where you can focus on the Word and allow Him to minister to you through His Word. It's important to know that the place matters. You can't sit in and amongst your busy house while everyone's watching TV and, you know, the dinner's, you know, people are eating dinner and this people are screaming here, and effectively spend time in the Word of God. So a place is important, and where you are determines what grows in you. It's important to cultivate a place, a secret place, that you can spend time in God's Word. Number three, Make an appointment and read and spend time in the Word of God at the same time every day. When you develop this habit and when you set a time and a place, you cultivate a habit in your life, and habits are very powerful. You know, a habit, once it's established, you'll find yourself in a routine where, you know, many people will say, no, it's difficult to find time to do this and to spend time in the Word. But once you cultivate a habit, you'll find yourself doing it automatically. Habits are more powerful than your desires. When you are in a habit, when you're in a routine like this, it's more powerful than your desires and your wants, which means that, you know, it's easier for you to spend time in the presence of God, to spend time in the Word. And it's a simple principle. Anything that you do twice or more than twice becomes easier. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. So instead of thinking of a habit as a bad word, you know, many times people talk about habits as a bad word. Think of a habit as a positive word, because it's a great word. It's actually a gift from God. God established and empowered us to develop habits so that we can have a routine and we can be consistent, because consistency is powerful. So it's God's easiest way to help us to succeed, by developing a habit and becoming consistent. So that's key number three. Spend time in the same place. Have a place and an appointment that you keep. Number four, become a passionate expert. Become a person who is an expert on a topic. Spend time in topical studies and become an expert in a topic. Become an expert in a topic in the Bible. Choose a topic and study that thing, whether it be faith, healing, whatever it may be. Become an expert on a topic in the Bible. When you focus and when you become knowledgeable about something, it's a very powerful thing. You know, you can get the entirety and you'll always discover and unlock something new about a topic. So for example, if you want to study faith, then get a topical Bible study and circle every scripture that is related to faith, and you know, do this in your Bible. And then you can even create your own Bible plan out of this. You spend time, you do a topical study or a word search or an index even, and you know, you create your own calendar where you can put a scripture up for every day on faith, and you can read that every day. You know, when you focus on something, when you spend time and focus on the scripture, it helps you to understand the Holy Spirit. It helps you to understand the Word of God. It helps you to understand the nature and the character of God. So make sure that you can focus on a topic and understand the importance and the power of topical study. And finally, number five, the fifth key to effective Bible study and to be successful in your Bible study and studying the Word is to talk the scriptures in conversation. Don't just read the Word and not allow it to come forth in your life. And one of the ways that you can do this is speak the scriptures when you have a conversation. It might be over the phone, it might be in person, it might even be a, you know, a transaction or a business conversation that you might be having. But the principles of the scriptures can come forth and allow yourself and allow the Holy Spirit to use you to speak to somebody. Let the Bible become your knowledge center or your database, if you will, for where your information comes from. When you answer somebody, when somebody asks you something, because when you do this, the Bible carries secrets and wisdom. Instead of allowing your own, you know, opinion to be the source of where your answers come and your responses come, let it come from the Word of God. Let wisdom be manifest. Let the wisdom of God come forth and for a situation or for a person. And watch how transformation comes to the people that hear the word that you speak. Because it's very important to know that the Bible is God breathed. And when you carry that, what you have comes out of you. What you have and carry comes forth. So those are just five simple and easy ways to cause your Bible study to be effective. And I want to encourage you, as we start this new year, to make a commitment to spend time in God's Word and allow Him to transform you, and watch how your life is transformed and changed. if you spend time, if you read 40 chapters every day, you'll read the whole Bible in 1 month. May God bless you. And I want to encourage you to leave a comment in this podcast and to share this podcast with somebody. God bless you all.